edible ornamentals has caught my eye at the Edible Gardening Show, and I'm with Joanna. Joanna, tell me all about edible ornamentals.
Hi, well, we started in 2001 and we started selling chili plants, and they really took off. And then about 2005 we started selling our chili sauces, and now we supply lots of farm shops around Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire and Cambridgeshire.
What sort of response have you had at the show?
It's been fantastic. Before, we had two distinct customers. We had the gardeners who would buy our chili plants, and we had the cooks who would buy our fresh chilies and our chili sauces. But, you know, this show has just, it's converged. It's brought the two customers together, because now cooks are becoming gardeners and gardeners are becoming cooks, and it's all because people really want to know where their food comes from.
So how important is local food and local food production?
I think with all the food scares that we've had in the last few years, it's opening people's eyes. And I think people are absolutely getting fed up of bland food. They now want flavour. And when they grow their own, that is one thing that they can guarantee, especially if they pick the vegetables straight away. Just get a pea plant and just pick the peas and eat them. Sweet corn, don't even bother cooking it. Just pick the sweet corn straight away, eat it in a few minutes. Absolutely delicious. You just can't beat it. They won't go back to bland food.
Tell me about your range of produce and products on the stall.
Okay, well, we don't have any fresh chilies because English chilies aren't in season right now, but we do have some fantastic chili sauces. Now, we grow chilies, we're commercial chili growers, and what we do is first thing in the morning, we pick the chilies, walk them to the kitchen, so it's footsteps, not food miles, and start making our gourmet chili sauces, and you can taste the freshness of the chili in them. We also do a nice selection of chili plants. We've got everything from a nice Santa Fe Grande, which is a nice chili con carne sort of heat level, up to like the habanero today, which is one of the hottest chilies in the world.
Which of your lines is proving most popular?
They're all very popular. I think the chilies are selling really, really well because they've already got buds on them, so it won't be long until people will be starting to pick from those chili plants, so they've been very popular.
So all round then, the show's been really good for you?
It's been fantastic, yes.
Are you going to be coming back next year?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we'll see you then. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thanks.